Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio from heart disease, aches and pains, and even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know that we're here to help. Give me a call right now and we'll talk about it. Our email for the day, brought to you by Gene Mee, comes from Callis in Birmingham, Alabama. It says, my elderly father slipped on a wet sidewalk last week, broke his hip. He'll be in the hospital for a few more days, and when he gets out, we have a long road ahead. Do you have any advice for the rehabilitation process? A couple of things are real important. Now, first and foremost, when somebody like that Callis has an injury and it has to do with the bone, first thing, remember, nutrition is everything. It's the foundation for what we do. And although you want to follow what the doctors are telling him to do in the rehab process, here's some alternatives that might be good as well. I want to have his vitamin D levels checked, because the fact that he fell, and obviously the injury is a big deal, but also to make sure that the bones grow and remain strong after this, vitamin D is a key. Boron, manganese, magnesium, and also potassium are all important too, but vitamin D is the main one. And it's kind of the catalyst that makes everything happen. You can get that in your foods, but supplementation is a key too, because sunlight's a big role in vitamin D. And a lot of times, depending on, you know, his age, you know, seeing elderly, probably not out a whole lot, probably indoors a whole lot. So that's a big key, is making sure that vitamin D levels are where they need to be. Supplements are a great way to do that. And there's a liquid bioidentical that's out there that can be very good. You always take it with food. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, so it always absorbs better that way. Now, the other thing in a rehabilitation process that's key, they have a low-level laser. It's FDA-approved, and it can increase the healing time by about 3 or 4 weeks. And so in someone that's elderly, that's a huge deal, because mobility, and the quicker you can get them back in full motion and in their daily routines, the better, because weight bearing is key also for the healing process. Hope that helps. And don't forget, old school cod liver oil, just like grandma used to teach us, is important as well. It's got your vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3 fatty acids. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give us a call right now. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Stanley now. Hi, Stanley.
I had a pacemaker put in July of last year. January of this year, I had an operation on my heart for microvalve prolapse. They put clamps on the microvalves. And first 4 months went good, but here lately I've been short on energy, real short on energy and breath. Just don't seem to have much energy. And my left leg swole, right leg swole a little. My cardiologist gave me some pills to help the blood to flow, and also my vascular doctor. But still, the swelling hasn't gone away. And I'm wondering what I can do to help the swelling to go down, and why am I so tired all the time?
Sure, I understand. Well, when you've had stents and you've also had the clamps on them as well, when you go through that, just the entire process of the heart going through a little bit of an issue. It's going to make you tired. The medications probably that they put you on is cause a lot of fatigue. That's pretty normal. So just understand that. And in the recovery process through this, there's a couple of things that you can look at doing. Now, cardiologist, you want to follow everything they're telling you, obviously. But remember that your lifestyle choices are vital. We've learned more than ever that our lifestyle choices matter. I mean, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, the exercise that we get or don't get, a lot of us. And learning to implement these basic principles in our life can make a huge difference in the way our body functions and in the way that we feel. And the one thing I want you to know more than anything is that there's hope, that just because you've had a little hiccup here with your heart doesn't mean that you can't thrive in the rest of your life. And from this point on, it's about making new choices. And it's about learning that you really can go to the next level and you don't have to be stuck where you are. And that's my hope for you, Stanley, in this. So here's a couple of things that can help. And again, most cardiologists, there's some great new research out there by the different associations and some new journal research articles that are fantastic. Let me just tell you about them a little bit. Now, eggs are the number one foods for heart health, one of the number one. And they've actually came out and said, the American Heart Association said that 2 to 3 eggs every single day is actually good for cholesterol and good for overall heart health. So just a little thing to throw in. You probably ate eggs a lot in your younger days, and then, of course, they came out with a big deal about how they're terrible for you, full of cholesterol. Well, they've kind of come back on that, realizing that there's components in the egg yolk that can actually support heart health. Omega-3 fats are really important, too. So if you've never been into the whole supplement thing, don't know much about them, go talk to your health food store folks. And cod liver oil is great. Your fish oils are fantastic. They're great for heart health. CoQ10 is great, too. Got a lot of good research on that as well that really supports overall heart health. And then when you kind of get back on your feet, start getting your energy back a little bit, even slight exercise, I know your doctor probably told you that, but even just getting out and walking on a regular basis, when you're feeling a little tired, be careful. But building up to that, having consistent exercise that you can really get into a routine with, it matters. Makes a big difference in the way that you feel, makes a big difference in the way that you will function. It's a big key. And heart health, once you've had stents put in, and once you've had kind of some work done in that area, really have to come up with a new game plan. I know you feel tired, and that's pretty normal. So just realize that it's kind of the normal process through it all. But as you continue to eat better, to begin to add exercise in your lifestyle, to, of course, drink plenty of good water, half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh about 200 pounds, 100 ounces is a good, you know, way to go for the most part. And building a new lifestyle plan, you can do well. So, again, don't be nervous because it's kind of part of the process. And normally you don't get stents put in and just snap right back to it like everything was normal or even better than normal. It takes a process. And so you're kind of walking through that process right now, and that's important. Do it with style. That's the key, my man. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, and there is good news, that if you lifestyle your way into getting sick many times, you can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope. Don't you lose it. It's one of the best keys to living with optimal health. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's DiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's DiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's DiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's DiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's DiscountSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh,
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Doug. Hi, Doug.
Dr. Asa, good to have you there.
Great to talk with you, Doug. What's going on?
Well, I've made quite a bit of progress. You've been inspiring, and I appreciate that. Ministry of Encouragement.
Thank you.
Early in the year, I started off at 196 pounds, a little bit down the dumps through the winter and all, but I've made it down to 162 or 3.
Nice. It's great.
I know it. Now, then odd things have happened. I've gotten over a bone spur on the right heel, so walking was easier briefly. Mm-hmm. Then about 3 months ago, I was returning from the bathroom, and just in sitting on the bed and raising that right leg up, this ligament that goes from the pelvis out to the inner thigh, just, you know, stabbing pain. And I went to the doctor and all, and he didn't really give me, you know, too much information, except he knew the name of it, which I thought was, you know, fascinating, and suggested Aleve for the daytime and maybe acetaminophen later. But I don't know if I feel like that's gotten better, and now I'm noticing more, pains in the calf or even in the front, the shins, mostly mm-hmm. in the right, but sometimes the left. The knees are pretty good, but it makes me feel like there's a nerves are driving an imbalance, which makes it tough to walk very far. I stop for a little bit, and you know the balance just isn't as good as it should be. And I don't know whether I should baby it more, or maybe do something like you mentioned with the mini tramp or bicycling.
Well. Just a quick question. So when you say it hurts to walk, is it hurt in your hip or hurts in your shins? Because the hip doing okay now?
The hip and that inner ligament thing is a whole lot better. But, of course, these things can telegraph. I feel it down in the thigh or the calf, I mean, in the back. And
sure.
Especially on the right leg. And some in the left. And the one thing I notice is I can't stand for very long, even just to stand to talk to somebody. And I just start to feel achy. You know, in my legs, and, you know, I just feel like I need to lean up against something maybe or even just sit down. And I'm not sure what the best path is to follow.
Well, they just pretty much, if I've got this right, so you went to the doctor, they said, you know, pretty much take some Aleve, that should take care of it, and we'll see later. Is that pretty much
pretty
how it went?
Pretty much, and I don't know whether, now I walked a half a mile or so the night before last, and I didn't really feel so bad the next day, but some days, Even just standing around for 10 or 15 minutes and not going through any range of motion, day I might not feel as good, you know, getting going.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hot setup would be, whether it's better, it's gentler on the legs to maybe bicycle, or what would you think?
Well, yeah, for sure. The bicycle's great. Swimming is great. Any of those activities are great. But yeah, you've lost, like, 30 pounds, and so it should be a lot easier on your structure now because you have less weight on you. So that's, you know, I don't know that I buy into that you really can't do a lot of activity. You can't run, can't do those sorts of things. You probably do have a little bit of inflammation going around the nerves themselves. And although traditional medicine kind of goes the route that you've seen, that just goes is about as far as the mindset goes in that area, unless there's some major test that pops up that's really showing something different. One thing you might want to look into if it is nerve-related, and it possibly could be, coming from the lower back, because everything, just so you know, the nerves come out of the lower back, they go all the way down the legs, and they control everything, right? So the nerves that come out of the L5, which is the very bottom of your lower back, goes down into the foot, makes the foot move, and can kind of control all that. Well, if you have any type of decrease of disc height or anything like that in the spine, it can cause issues with the nerves and cause problems in the feet. So you might want to have that looked at. And again, in traditional medicine, you would look at it and say, well, is there a bulge or a herniation? There's not. He's got some inflammation, maybe a little bit, so let's work with an anti-inflammatory, something like that, and just, you know, keep an eye on it. Well, then you got more alternative complementary medicine, naturopathy, you've got chiropractic, you've got some of these others that would get a little bit more aggressive and say, well, okay, there's a decrease in disc height. Let's look at it from the perspective of how can we not let it get any more decreased than it is. Because obviously if bones are out of place, they can be realigned and create a lot of or take the pain out of there, creating more strength in your legs, making the muscle stronger. Because remember, the nerves are like power cords, right? They're like the electric cords with a lamp or any kind of electric tool or whatever. If the cord's bad, the unit's not going to work as good. So it's the same kind of concept. So if the nerves are healthy and they're doing great and they're not restricted at all, then the muscles in your lower legs should work better. You know, provided there's no circulation issue, which definitely needs to be kept in consideration. But if you go this more alternative route and have them take a look at it, they'll give you a good overview and be able to lay things out for you so you can come up with a game plan. Because you've kind of already done the work. I mean, man, you've already lost 30 pounds. That's fantastic. And so your lifestyle habits now have already been changed. And so it's just dealing probably with some residue of what's been going on for like maybe the last, you know, 5 years or so. Because this, what you're dealing with didn't happen, you know, last week. This happened over a period of time. But that's okay. It can get better. It's just about finding someone and building a team around you that can help support it and figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good treatment plan for you. Nutrition's a big one, too. Do you eat well? For the most part, I'm assuming you do because you lost 30 pounds.
I picked up this all-day energy greens, which gives you a whole lot of, you know, different greens in powdered form. And that seems to, you know, not hurt anything. And I'm sure it keeps me regular a little bit, too. But, yeah, I don't know. I get salads every couple of days, a pretty good quantity. And
if those are eating well like that, I mean, that's the key, you know. And the greens are great. Keeping good quality proteins are important, too. And healthy fats are great. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils. That makes a big difference in lowering inflammation. So I would get it checked out with some of the folks there and try a different opinion. Have them check it and then keep us posted, all right? Thanks for the call, and I know you're going to do great. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back, America. This is your show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Now, I don't know if you've been following everything going on in the news, but I'll tell you a big piece of Obamacare and what's really going down. All right? Now, here's the challenge that I have with it. There's some things in it that are okay. There's a lot of things that I think a lot of us, depending on what side you're on, are really kind of freaking out about it. I'll tell you, the doctors are not real fired up. I can put it to you that way. Because you go to school and you bust your can. You really do. It's unbelievable. The schooling is unbelievable. So you go through all this, and then they come in and they try to come up with a whole system that puts the doctors that have worked so hard in more of a flat rate system as far as what they're going to get paid. And primary care doctors are going to be getting, I mean, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, the salary, what they're going to be getting from hospitals and definitely the reimbursements for the private practice practitioner, not a good thing at all. So as a result, now we're seeing fewer medical students choosing careers in primary care and instead are opting to become specialists because, I mean, that's where the money is. And even though it's not going to be as much as it is in previous years, it's still going to be a bump up. So the study, which appears in Medical Education-themed issue of the Journal of American Medical Association, it fuels the concerns that there's going to be a major shortage, I mean a massive shortage, of primary care doctors available when patients need them most. So the researchers surveyed internal medicine students recently, and they looked at just kind of an overview of what's going on out there. And they found that right now, 21% were planning on a career, say, in internal medicine. That's out of about 17,000 people that they looked at, of the students. Now, women were more likely to choose internal medicine than men, and U.S. medical school graduates are slightly more likely to opt for a career in internal medicine than international graduates, the study showed. Well, they said it's worrisome because here's kind of the ratio of what's going to happen. In the next decade, they're saying Dr. Colin West, by the way, who works for the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, he says in the next decade, we're going to be about 50,000 primary care physicians short for the needs of this country. Now, compounding the likely shortage is that health care reform under this Affordable Health Care Act is expected to flood the system with new patients. So you're going to have a ton more new patients coming out there that now say, I've got health care, I've got health care, I've got insurance now, take care of me. And all these doctors are saying, I'm not taking care of anybody for 10 bucks. It's just not happening. So that's kind of what's going on with the whole system. And it's really, really sad because people that need really good care are not going to be able to get the kind of care that they could even get now. And that's a whole different animal. Could do a whole show on that. But I'm telling you that for this case in point, it really bothers me because doctors are already planning to exit. I mean, I've talked to plenty of doctors that are at a place where they're going to just do something else. And the older gang, guys and gals both, that have kind of had maybe a 20-year career, who maybe would have gone 35 years, are just going to pack it up because the money's not going to be there. And for the love of the game, well, there's only so much love when you've built a lifestyle around a certain lifestyle. I mean, salary and everything else. So it's going to be interesting to see. It breaks my heart, though, because I know that there's so many great doctors that should be taken care of, and this new system is not going to support that in a lot of ways. So the sweet spot for primary care is really starting to go down. It used to be, you know, very hot. Now, family physicians are still going to be around, and of course, I think is a great option for primary care, personally, because they're kind of the jack of all trades. I'm a huge family medicine proponent. I think it's a great specialty. It's one that is much needed, and for the rural areas, you cannot get any better. I mean, internal medicine goes into more of the diagnosing of the disease, and they really get down to the systems and the protocols that go with that, and they're fantastic. I mean, internal medicine is great as well. It's a good lead-in to all their specialties, but just for your kind of all-in-one, the family medicine, you know, guy or gal is great. And so even that area is suffering, and again, it's because of the money. You know, you work so hard, you get all these student loans, you come out, and to be making as much as, you know, someone that's not a doctor in certain fields is pretty devastating, I think, for a lot. And so they're opting for your higher-end specialties, dermatology and cardiology, and the ones that give a guaranteed, I guess, percentage of salary that you would expect. And they're picking that. And so you're going to see that major changes in years to come. And I think what they'll do is they'll probably take nurse practitioners and PAs and step them up a little bit more than they already even have been, which they do. I mean, a lot of you probably see your medical doctor for a quick visit, and then the rest of the time the nurse practitioner or PA takes care of you. And very competent, by the way. Very. A lot of people kind of put down that a little bit, and they're like, well, they're not a doctor. Well, doctor's a big title. And you get hung up in that. I mean, you work for it, don't get me wrong, but actually the word doctor means teacher. It doesn't mean healer or the know-it-all or the one that's got all the answers. It means teacher. So if your doctor that's got the big title after the name, they're not teaching you something. They blow in the room, blow out in 5 minutes. Find a new doctor. Yes, they're busy. I get it. But they should be able to teach you something about your health and about your life at some level. And if they have a heart of a teacher, Dave Ramsey always says that. I love it. And it's so true because he has a heart of a teacher. And if you have a heart of a teacher, that's the person you either want to do business with or that's the person that you want taking care of you, because they're going to teach you something. Their goal is to make you better, not just, you know, I guess other options, just kind of flipping a bill. So look for that and who takes care of you. But I think for this scenario and what's going on, it's going to be interesting. You know, the cardiologist, the gastroenterologist, the radiologist tend to be more lucrative. And with that, it's important to see that it's going to be a change. You're going to see it come right around the corner. So keep the eyes peeled for it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And if you're looking for a provider in your area, remember, check out mywellnessproviders.com. That healthcare providers growing every single day that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Let's go now to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What's up?
My mother, she has psoriasis all over her hands and feet, and she goes to her doctor, and they give her, I guess, steroid shots. About 8 months ago, I had a split show up on top of my foot, and I tried some of her topical creams and stuff, and just not working. Is there anything naturally I can do, or am I going to have to go the same route she's going?
And so give me a little bit of the route. So she's kind of put all the creams and potions on there, and they're just not doing anything?
Yeah, they didn't do anything. And now she goes and she gets a shot every so often, and it clears it up for a while, and then it comes back.
Yeah. It's pretty common, actually. And remember this little tidbit about skin conditions. They're inside out, not outside in. And for so long, you've got something on the inside that's creating something on the outside, but we tend to want to treat it from the outside. And you really can't get to the root of it from that regard. Skin conditions, really, most of it comes from the gut. So you clear the gut in somebody, meaning that you get rid of things like fungal infections, candida, yeast. You clear up some deficiencies that could be there, like omega-3 fatty acids, not getting enough of those. You know, bacteria. So there's good bacteria and bad bacteria for the gut itself. You've heard of probiotics. Well, you've heard of antibiotics, which you take when you get sick and you get some kind of bacterial infection. Well, if the gut flora gets all out of whack, then it can cause some instability, can start causing things like eczema, dermatitis, and those sorts of things. The skin's the largest organ. And that's why you can really tell a lot about someone's health by looking at their skin. If their skin has a lot of issues with it, you look at the gut always first. Clear up the gut. Many times you'll clear up the skin. So is she a healthy eater? Is she under a lot of stress, a lot of emotional stress? Give me a little background with her.
Oh, well, she's a naturally stressful person. So she stresses about the small things.
Okay. She's a warrior a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the emotional side plays a big role too. So a couple of things I would encourage you to do. Look at probiotics. They're great. You can do fermented foods too. They all help kind of rehabilitate the gut. And, you know, fermented vegetables like kimchi, and you've got your goat's milk yogurt, kefir, those kind of drinks and dairy products are great for rebuilding the flora. Cod liver oil for omega-3 fatty acids, not the gel caps, but the oil is a great choice. You can look into that. They're all fantastic, but zinc is a big key too. A lot of times if you get low in zinc, it can cause some of these instabilities. So looking at that overall and putting that together and having her kind of look at some nutritional protocols would be a smart thing to do. It really would. I would have that just kind of looked at overall. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give us a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Now, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And many times, deficiencies are the key. And it's amazing how when you start rebuilding the body from some of the basic choices that you haven't made over a period of time, the body can respond. It'll change. But you have to be willing to take responsibility. That's the key. I can't do it for you. Your husband, your wife, your kids, no one can take responsibility for you but you. The good news is, though, if you're willing to step out and do something, the body can change and you can feel better than you have in years. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back, America. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you.
Sure.
I've called because I'm having a concern with my left leg. It's visibly larger than my right leg, okay, especially around the ankle part. Because I've self-diagnosed and think it's edema, but I don't know if it is or not, or what to do with it if it is.
Okay. Are you taking medicine at all for high blood pressure?
No. I have no diagnosis.
No diagnosis. You're not taking any medicine for anything, right?
No.
What is your age?
51.
Okay. So you're still a spring chicken. So you're 51, and what's your height and weight?
I am 5'2" and 160.
Okay. Right. So you got to lose what? If your goal would be what? What weight would it be?
It would be 145.
Okay. So not too far away. Got a little bit to go. So here's the deal. You got one leg that's swelling. It comes and goes or it stays?
Stays.
Mm-hmm. All right. Been to the doctor yet?
Yes.
Oh, you have? What did they say?
Well, they don't really say anything about it. They have, well, I'll say that they say I have osteoarthritis.
Okay.
But they don't say that that's the reason for the swelling.
No, it's not the reason for the swelling at all.
Mm.
Usually that can be due to a couple of things. Did they check anything? They say your heart's okay? Did they even look at that? Your kidneys?
No.
They didn't?
No.
Now, do they have, when you stick your finger down in the swelling, does it stay? It's called pitting edema. So if you put your finger into the swelling, would it stick and just kind of slowly come out?
No, it just pops right back out.
Pops right back out? I'd go get another opinion just to make sure. I really would. I would go find a different doctor, get a second opinion. Because the swelling, even in one leg, sometimes, yes, it can be nothing. But if they didn't do kind of a full workup, what do they do? Just look at it? They didn't do any blood work or anything?
No, because I always have my physical every year. They just look at it like, this leg is swole. This leg is bigger than the other.
Hmm. Yeah, I would have someone else take a look at it. You always want to be sure. I mean, because there's a lot of could-bes in that, and many doctors would take a look. They would measure it. They want to. I mean, there's several things that needs to be done for that. I would definitely find. Do you have someone else you could go to? Maybe a friend.
What doctor would I go to?
I mean, just you're like a family physician or an internal medicine. Either one of those are basically your primary care doctors. And then if they think something's a little bit more involved, they'll send you whatever direction they think you should go to, like a cardiologist or whatever. So then they'll send you that direction. But I would get someone. Internal medicine might dig a little bit deeper on that, and so you might want, because they run more tests, they kind of have that mindset a little bit more to look at things a little bit differently, a little deeper. So you might want to go that route and have them take a peek at it. But I wouldn't, not to let it scare you, but you want to make sure that everything's okay. Swelling in a leg is not normal, right? I mean, obviously, not swelling is normal, and you've never had any major condition. Now you've gained a little bit of weight. You've hit your 50s, which is still young, but you want to stay ahead of the game, right? Now, I can tell you, after you get it checked out and you know everything's okay for sure, they've done blood work, they've tested everything they need to test, understand that your lifestyle has to change too. I mean, dropping weight, even 15 or 20 pounds, is going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and even how the swelling probably is handled in the body. Everyone's different. And how the body handles different situations is different. But I would get it checked out too. And getting started on a low inflammatory diet is key. And when you do that, my book is called Empowering Your Health. And in that, it's got a lot of different protocols and things that can help you diet-wise that can help you understand how to get kind of a new way of eating laid out for you. Lowering the inflammation in the body is the key. You lower it in the gut, you lower it throughout the body. If you have the arthritis, osteoarthritis that they talked about, you want to start working on that too. And if you lower inflammation throughout the body, it makes a difference even with arthritis. Because anytime you have itis on the end of any word, it makes a big difference. So I would take a peek at that and talk to someone else. Get another opinion. Remember, two heads are better than one. And there's a word that says there's wisdom in the counsel of many. And that is true. It's good to have a bunch of heads around you that can give you good advice and steer you in the right direction, okay? I know you'll do well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Or go online, go to getwellradio.com. Remember, you can always send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Are you having an issue with sleeping? Are you a student in school? Well, they found out recently, and really we've kind of known for a long time, that if you're one of those people that cram for college exams, like I did. And I did. Let me tell you something. I was always the one that crammed the night before. Stayed up all night, pulled the all-nighters. Well, they're saying pulling the all-night study sessions to prepare for exams may work against you. Instead, students just study throughout the semester. Well, yeah, exactly. Right. But many of us don't because we do other things, of course, and you wait till the last minute. But they say you should end your sessions around 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., when your level of alertness and concentration are at its highest, and get at least 8 hours of sleep the night before the exam, according to Dr. Philip Alfad, who's a medical director of the Harris Health Sleep Disorders Center at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He said, avoid studying in the early afternoon, usually the time of least alertness, and don't overuse caffeinated beverages. Memory, recall, and ability to maintain concentration are much improved when an individual is rested. By preparing early and being able to better recall when you've studied, your ability to perform well on exams is increased. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.